Good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Monday, July the 8th, 2024. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tay Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present, so we can proceed with the meeting. Looks like we have Mr. Rose here tonight to lead us in an invocation. And would everyone please remain standing for the pledge?
Father God, we thank you for another day of life and give us another opportunity, Lord, just to come together. God, we pray that as we're here to help guide our leaders, God, help guide our governors, Lord, that we might improve the lives of the citizens of Coburn, of the town of Coburn, but also, Lord, all those who just interact and help us to raise our young people and just make it a great place to live. God, we pray for their knowledge and guidance. And God, we just pray that you would just bless all those who come out tonight. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? You can come now, Eric, yeah, if you want.
New to this, Mr. Mayor, member of council.
Hey,
my name is Eric Salyer. I live at 314 High Avenue Northeast, and I am here today to hopefully get your blessing to use the town's insurance. We were planning on doing another Larry Salyer Memorial bike ride to start Labor Day week, I guess, off. We're going to try to do it August the 24th at 9 a.m. And years past, we have been able to be backed by the town's insurance just in case something crazy happens, but we'd like that blessing again this year. I do have a waiver release that we make all of our riders sign. If you all need a copy of it.
I think Mr. Sergil viewed it last time.
Yeah, it's the same as last year. And
I remember it well, and it says exactly what it needs to do.
Yeah, we'll just change the date and time on that one.
Correct. And we've never had any issues getting insurance coverage.
Well, it's under that CIA blanket coverage because it's part of the Just River Rally.
Exactly. As long as we sponsor that piece of it, it would fall under that. Okay.
What was the date on?
August 24th. It's a Saturday before Labor Day.
Do you need this copy back?
Yeah. Any particular time?
No.
Starts at 9 a.m. But usually we try to coordinate with Coburn Police Department and Wise County Sheriff's Office because it does go down the four lane to Bruce Street.
Go ahead.
Chief Mullins is here tonight, so if you may want to speak with him. Okay. And
contact the CIA Gale so that when they draw up their...
Yeah, they usually add that.
So that they can put that on there because that would be before... that Friday, so it'll already be listed in there when we're getting our blanket coverage done.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. We'll take action on that later on during the meeting. Anyone else for public expression? Okay, seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. And is there a response to public expression from our last meeting?
We do. The lady that asked was talking about her trash at the bottom of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Our guys went up and talked to her. It's going to be on Wednesdays?
Thursdays.
And then we'll go up to the back of our house and pick it up.
So that is taken care of. Yes. Perfect. Thank you all so much.
I thought that going up the back alley would be a viable way to do that. So. All right.
Is that the only response we have? Perfect. Next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? We will be passing that.
Yes.
I move that we add under new business B, the Larry Salyer Memorial Bike Ride.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to add the Larry Salyer Memorial Bike Ride to the agenda under new business B. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of adding that to the agenda, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, that has been added. Are there any other additions or deletions? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the first item on the agenda is reports. Fire department, I do not see anybody from the fire department. Do you have anything from them?
I do not.
Any questions that need to be relayed to the fire department? Hearing none, we'll move on to reports B, police department. Chief Mullins is present.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I've given each of you a copy of the monthly report. Just something important to note, our call volume hasn't drastically dropped off. That is from the Southern software portion of it. So we have launched the Soma, and so we're in the process of cleaning up a few of those modules. And so basically we're in the transition period of going over to the new module system. And so hopefully my hopes are by the August meeting, we'll have everything consolidated down. We're in the process of cleaning up some of that data. So that's why those numbers are reflected at where they're at. So hopefully we get that corrected by August and we'll be good to go there. But Soma is working very well. We're all learning how to operate it. It's a new system for nearly everyone in the department, but we're working through those kinks and things right now. But it's making things much more efficient. We had several big events this month, so we did have fewer foot patrols. I will attest to that, but we had several events that went on that was that kind of tied us up. So I had a week-long training event in Bristol. It was the first portion of the leadership course that's put on through Southern Police Institute. Only four were selected from all of Wise County, and I was one that was fortunate to get selected for that. We had Jake that went the following week to go through radar instructor, and he's completed that portion. He has a hands-on portion we'll have to complete here in a few weeks, but that'll allow him to recertify all of our officers every time we need radar recertification, as well as any new hires that we have, so it'll be a good addition to the department. And we had a few vacations that we worked through, but we had several training events for the entire department as well. So we had a day where we done SOMA training for the entire department, legal updates, and then we also assisted with the 4th of July event, which I went really well as far as the police department goes. We had a few events a few things that popped up, and we had a pretty good presence. We were able to hand out a lot of stickers and things like that and interact with the public, so it went well. We're currently going through our applicants with the hopes of hiring someone likely by the end of the week, and that will put them on pace for the academy. I've already touched base with them. They're anticipating those names as pending finalization of background checks and things like that that we are required to do prior to offering them conditional employment. Working with Jimmy on getting the SIM cards, we should be mobile in the cars with the laptops one day this week. They probably would have been mobile this evening. There's an error on the SIM cards themselves, and we're working through that issue, so maybe another day or two on those. But that will drastically help the officers. They'll be able to do everything from the cars from the scene rather than coming back to the PD. And so some of our errors that we're having is just because we're having to come back and go work through the reports at the PD. But we're working through those right now. We had our VSIM and NCIC inspection with the state police. They require a site inspection so that we can run tags and licenses, things like that, from the computers. And that went very well. There's a few more steps that we're going to have to do in order to kind of check all the boxes for them. But as far as the site inspection, that went really well. But those are the major things that we had this month. We're just kind of chipping away at it. And those are the big things. Will sent the draft over for the loitering ordinance, and I felt like that looked really good. Obviously, it's going to seek some input from you all, but as we work through these other ordinances, we can add that version in there if that's the version you all want to consider with. But those are the big things for this month.
Questions for Chief Mullins?
I've got one question.
Yes, sir.
With RMS, when do you think you'll be able to cut that out completely? The reason I'm asking is because we have to pay for it.
Yes, sir. So there's apparently one individual that I need to get with. I think his name's Jason. It's been very difficult for him to return my call because basically all I need left for him is to convert the files over in the format that we need so that we can send it to someone. In short, Southern Software, when they say they require us to save all the reports, citations, activity logs, everything, they require us to save it, but they save it in a format that they have to give us the access, the key to that, to take it elsewhere. Basically, if we save it and try to send it to someone, when they pull it up, it's encrypted. It looks like hieroglyphics, like the Matrix across the screen. And so we need them to save it in that format, and then we're closing it out. And so we're not actively using Southern other than just to pull that old data up until Southern can save it in the way that we need it and send it to someone. Then we can close that out.
Would it be safe to contact RMS and let them know they're not going to receive the check for now?
Yeah, I think we can. I've got a video conference with SOMA on Wednesday afternoon to try to fix some of the modules and make things go in the boxes that we want it to go to. Tomorrow, my intent is to try to reach back out to that gentleman from SOMA or from Southern Software so that we can try to get that data saved in the format that we need. And so if we can make contact with him today or tomorrow, then Wednesday I can hopefully send them what they need in the format that they need it. That's a good question.
Any other questions? So if you will, just let Mr. Williams know when that is taken care of.
Yes, sir.
So he'll know about the payment.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. You. Next item, water plant. I do not see Mr. Markham here. Anything from the water plant?
I don't have anything.
Okay, next up is town manager report, Mr. Williams.
I'll answer whatever questions, and mostly what I'm going to talk about is on the budget or on the agenda.
Okay, questions for Mr. Williams?
Well, I do. And I know we're busy. I do know that, always. Paving is what I'm going to ask about. One in particular spot is going up by the swimming pool up to the baseball field. Sherry and I took a ride up there yesterday. And that's one place, if we've got the time and the money to do that, I would really like to get that one done.
That takes all the fun out of the ride up.
Yeah, it does.
And right now it looks like it's patch on patch on patch, which has caused so many of the problems up there.
It is. Because of our equipment,
right.
I'm looking at right now trying to get some quotes on.
Could we rent the roller from down there and you do it ourselves?
I don't know. Jeff, they got the large rollers down there?
Yeah, we rented one from them before. We was packing in Salem Street. It's a small one, but it does a really good job.
We did tell them that we would wait until they were finished with all of their heavy equipment, bringing it in and all that, they are finished with that now. So
they are finished.
Where they were bringing all the heavy equipment and stuff up to build the new dugouts and stuff. When the school asked, we told them that we would, once they were finished, that we would take care of it.
One other. I know we identified some roads last year, and I know we ran short of money. I understand that and respect that. The alley between Priceless and Walgreens, and it's flat ground. I think Jeff's familiar with that through there. Alan Atwood had asked both of us last year about it, and of course, like I said, we run out of time and money. And so if that's something that we can look at and maybe do ourselves, providing we've got the time and the money, I would like to see that done, if we can, please. Thank you.
And Mr. Atwood paid it one time to have part of that patched out of his pocket, and he's not a happy camper with it because of their delivery trucks getting in there priceless.
We, Sharon and I did ride that one too, and it's pretty rugged.
Then I put in a work order today for the concrete around the edging of the pool, and either that or something, like I mentioned to you, the belting that they used to cut squares to put over those pieces of concrete where the kids are falling in holes and rocks are falling in the pool from there. Either whatever that special concrete is, or put something, like I said, that we could cut those pieces of that, what's that called? Belt line. Mm-hmm. To lay over those. Yeah, to lay over them to keep them from falling in them holes. They're just getting bigger. So if that could get done.
Is that something that, and I don't know, does the Job Corps have anybody out there that does anything like that?
They do.
Concrete work, yeah.
Yes, sir, they do, Mayor.
That might be something that we can reach out to them for. I know that there's two individuals that have painted basically the entire primary school, and they've done a great job. I'm a little jealous because I tried to get them to come down to the middle school, but they don't have time, but they are still willing to help us in any way. So that would be a good asset to reach out to them to see if they can assist us with that. Any other questions?
I'm looking.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you don't want me to? Okay.
No.
You can ask. Always ask. You may not get the answer right then. You'll get an answer. And I want to say something I appreciate. I could save this to the end, and I may forget it. I appreciate getting the bridges stained, and I appreciate the sidewalk getting fixed.
They look good, don't they?
They do.
Very good.
They do.
I was surprised when they pulled out the whole stump. I was expecting it just to be cut
down.
Well,
I did too, but you all went an extra mile.
And I said, oh, they took the whole thing.
We didn't want anything else growing underneath it after repair of them. So.
So Hillcom, have you heard from them lately?
Yes. They're going to be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
And have everything hooked up then. The only thing we've been waiting on is for Scott County to be able to connect.
Right.
And they'll be here at 9 in the morning.
Great.
She's marking stuff off the list.
Yeah, things that's been taken care of.
Doing good.
So everybody's got their flagger permits. Good. Got spares too.
Still need two more.
That's the one you're supposed to go to.
Me again.
He just answered that. Are we just going to wait and order the lifeguard seat for next season?
Yeah.
And let them use the one they're using now there on our low end?
Very good.
Have we looked at the bridge coming off of Main Street into the park where it drops down like 18 inches to try to figure out a way to slope it or fix it?
I'm looking at getting a step from like the trailer sales. They have either two step or the single step.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get one of them. We're going to place it there.
Okay.
It's not done yet.
And the letters that you sent out for the houses that are in properties that need to be cleaned, have you heard anything back from any of them?
I have. The one on May Avenue, this was week before last, they're in the process of getting them evicted. So So they're having to go through the court system for that. The one over on
Kaiser.
Yeah, the one on Kaiser, that, we just got that back in the mail last week, undeliverable.
Have we sent one? Oh, go ahead, sorry. 7th Street.
Actually, the chief's working on that.
So we've made contact with the building inspector in reference to a couple of properties. I didn't want to overwhelm you with first because there's some code section that would deal with them, with people living in properties that don't have any amenities and things like that. So 7th Street and one on Hamilton were the two that I've asked him to check on. And that's been about 3 weeks, and we're supposed to go check a few properties in addition to those this coming Friday.
So the one on 7th Street, you're talking about the one that's basically collapsed in on the left?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Try and get it condemned.
Yes.
We're trying to get it from multiple angles to see if somebody can help
okay.
us out there.
All right.
And the one I've had on Melrose Place has been rectified too. The one over here on Laurel Avenue, I have tried to contact her back again, and last time I spoke to her, she says she works odd days and she's never home during the day. But I talked to Jeff about it. We're going to go ahead and just clean it up, and I'm going to bill her. And if they can't pay, then we'll put a lien or a levy against the property. So.
That sounds good.
Good deal. Any other questions? Right, if anything else comes up, we might come back to you. We'll move on to E, Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
First thing I got for you tonight. All y'all have a nice 4th of July?
Yep.
Yep.
That's good.
No.
Yeah. Joe's been sick, so no.
Yeah, it was good. I was alive.
Is that right? What I got tonight is that we repaired a water leak on Mill Street. And as y'all say, y'all haven't seen the stump that we moved on the brick sidewalk and put the brick back and everything. And we did 70 work orders. I'm going to cut it short for you tonight. That's all I got. But I got one question, though. Doing the paving, I talked to Jimmy about it too. Before we can haul that pay machine, the trailer that we got right now is really too big to load because it's really gonna get somebody hurt.
It's too big, it's kind of falling apart in a lot of places, and it's a definite safety hazard.
And when you take it up through there and it's gonna go up like here and then it drops back down, and it's gonna throw somebody off of it. If they try to load it, somebody don't know how to load it, but it's dangerous. I hate to get anybody hurt, you know, with that thing that falls on, that'd be it. So we need to get something lower where we can haul it on, where we ain't got a big steep climb.
Right.
Because right now it's an actual car carrier trailer. We need to get something with a low
trade that one in, you know, on another one.
Okay, can y'all work on that?
Yeah, if we can't use it because of that, then trading it in would be optional if we can do that.
That or auction.
Yeah. I would see which one I think would get me the most.
We'll see which one. Check with
these the best.
Yeah.
Inventory list. After the last meeting,
I've been working on that. And I have it ready next meeting because we got so busy with this 4th of July stuff.
Okay.
Right. Trying to get all of it together, putting tents up and all this other stuff.
And what I told him to do, so everybody else is aware, just whatever, obviously every day they're using stuff. So put a date on it, and as of this date, this is what they had. So we just have a general idea of what they've got, and they won't keep up with it. Okay, I'll be looking forward to the next meeting. Any other questions? Oh, one thing. I got a call. Actually, I was taking a nap. And Delta Tire, the drain, are you aware that the drain in front of Delta is stopped up again?
No, I was coming through there today and I seen all that water standing.
Yeah.
But I didn't have time to
So can you put a work order in for that tomorrow to go check on that drain in front of Delta Tire, please? Yes, this is you and your crew. Have we gone to the new guidelines set forth for trash pickup now? We're not picking up if it's...
I was given a 10-day grace period.
Okay.
And then after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are. I'm getting the, haven't done it yet, but I still plan on doing the door hangers to the ones that don't have our can or they have an overabundance of cans.
Okay. Which brings me to this. I was asked by a business owner. I don't remember this discussion.
I know what you're talking about.
You already got a phone call?
Face to face.
Okay. So something about when we were discussing this, did we mention anything about giving business owners two cans originally and not charging them? Because I don't remember that conversation. Does anybody else remember that conversation?
We never said anything about giving two
cans. So the only thing that we said about business owners was cardboard. But we changed that for everybody. Is that correct? Right.
Cardboard be broke down and set beside the trash can so that it's not crammed in there to stop them from emptying. That was all we said.
Okay.
So there was no...
That's what everybody else... Okay.
And that's what I explained to him. But.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jet.
All right.
Next item, Lane Group. We have Mr. Mullins here with us tonight.
Did I miss you?
We did. Yeah, we have missed you so much.
Good.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know after you get to talk.
First off, I'd like to just make a comment, and then we'll move into the talk about the sewer project. But I would like to acknowledge that the town did an excellent job with the 4th of July celebrations, and I know that takes a lot of planning and effort, and the public works guys work hard. There's a lot of folks put a lot of time and effort into that. But me and my family, we didn't do nothing but sit there. But it was enjoyable, and we appreciate you.
Coburn Improvement Association, actually.
The police force, or?
There's a lot of folks, you know. People don't realize that. Well, no one cares about that, I'll say it. Everybody else thinks that, I'll just say it.
Coburn Improvement Association does the whole thing. They just asked for help from everybody.
Eat.
You didn't get to eat.
No. I asked family up for that alligator.
That alligator.
So,
you just say, we've got to go downtown.
Music and fireworks. All right. I just wanted to come in and discuss the sewer project once more, blow the dust off of it, and have discussions with you. Just a very short history. This project started in 2018, and we got a DEQ funding offer for $940,000 in loan and $940,000 in grant. These areas are the Banner section and what I call the Bondtown section, but it's really just behind Wood Marble, down to the police station.
So that part of World of Marble is included in this.
It is included in the package.
Well, that's why we didn't touch something earlier.
Okay.
Now
whether we can afford it or not, it'll be the day of bidding. That's when we'll know. Okay. What we got money for. But then we got a letter from VRA that stated, due to our current financial situation, that they would only allow the town to take on $500,000 loan instead of the right. Along with not just that, but along with other stipulations such as a consolidation study, had to have two plans in action that the town council
on.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of work that Jimmy did went into that, and we've done everything they've asked us to do now. Now we've done everything we asked us to do. Then COVID hit. So pricing, availability was at a zero. So the project has never been on indefinite hold. That was a decision that both
you all and I made was to hold the project because we ended up bidding, test the waters after COVID and all that. Some availability was getting better on Clay Morgan for the Wise County Public Service Authority, and it came in 3.7 times over budget, and that project's still on the shelf as well. So we all agreed, let's wait, let the storm calm, and then we'll move forward later. And we feel that later's now, availability's excellent. The pricing's still not where we want it, but according to contractors, when I ask them when they're going to start giving us better prices, they say when we have to. And I mean, they're honest about it, but we can't wait any longer. We need to move forward. And in order to do so, of course, the permits are expired. We got to renew the permits. I've been working with Jimmy over the last 2.5-3 weeks on getting those renewed. That's not a big deal or issue. We got to get the VDOT permit. We never got the VDOT permit because it would expire, and we didn't want to do that. So we're submitting this week to VDOT to get that permit. I don't expect it to take no more than a couple of weeks. But the one thing we do have to do and must do is go back to VRA for a credit review. And I'm not saying that to say anything on it. Yeah, get everybody nervous, but the credit review may be good. They may say, all right, you can take on your own 900. They may say, stick to the 500, and then again, they may
so we can't loan in
and say, you can do 200. I don't know, but it is a step, and that's the only step in the process that's uncomfortable, so to speak, but we're all used to it with every project. And with that, Kathy, is the 2022-23 audits complete and approved?
22 is completed, 23 has the pre-audit finished, and he's trying to finish up.
Not hold you to it, but when do you anticipate that being?
It's supposed to already be done.
It's supposed to be done in December.
Yeah.
Well, we
pushed for December.
Okay.
And well, now you've got
even more reason to push, because right. You can literally say you're holding this project up right now.
Because we need it for the credit review.
That's correct. And that's simply Jimmy calling Sean Crumless with VRA and saying we're ready for our credit review. That's
and the pre-audit for 24 has been registered.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel that our financials are in better shape than 18. I'm not wrong to say that, am I? I know we struggled a little bit along the way, but
overall.
Yeah, overall. Compared to 18 to now. I feel okay with it. And did I make you mad?
Yes.
You leave?
Yes. No, I was going to get something from us.
You want me to wait or talk last?
Keep talking.
All right. And the Wise County PSA project, which is also called the Banner sewer system on outside of town limits, they are actively moving to put their project out for advertisement. And I should have said this during the history lesson, but if you'll require or recall, we sat down with them and negotiated terms for them to be putting their sewer into our sewer, and ended up getting them to pay for about 1,200 foot of our project. So, but they're ready to go, and we definitely do not want them building a new system that puts more sewage into our dilapidated system. So, again, just another reason to act now. And, and if everything goes smoothly, which I anticipate, unless Jimmy tells me I'm wrong, I don't anticipate any hiccups, just going through processes. I'd like to advertise your project in November.
Yeah.
October would be better, but realistically, November. Now, with all that said, got any questions? Oh, and the easements have already been taken care of too. Mr. Williams worked very hard on that, along with a few folks from my office, but Jimmy did the lead work on that. But those are completed as well. So with all that being said, what questions do you have?
Is there any other funding for infrastructure out there?
Well, thank you. Did the town allocate ARPA funds to the sewer?
Some.
What was that amount? Well, do you have that amount, or is it to be determined?
Well,
About 262 minutes.
Right now, there's 242.
Well, I know we talked about 300 and some came up.
Yeah.
You said.
Well, and the longer we wait, the more we go back and pull from it. Right. So.
Right. Well, we need that answer when we go to.
Yeah. Meeting. Right.
So, but to answer your question, Sharon, no, not for this particular project.
Because if there was, you all would have been family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we'd have been all over that. But no, we've exhausted our options. And, I mean, hey, we're getting $1 million in grant, so.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that this credit review is going to be good. And,
well, I do, too. Well, you need to know where you stand anyway.
Right, regardless.
Yeah.
So, when will this VRA?
VRA process will begin when Jimmy tells
whenever
you
we
he's ready.
Can we make contact with the auditor tomorrow?
And you can blame me.
And just say, you know, you're holding us up. We need an answer.
Yeah, honestly, they're tired of me mentioning his name.
Did you?
My name's Bud already.
Check into that.
I have not. I've been busy. I have not checked into it.
Because that would help us with, if it did, and we were able, it would help us with all of our I&I problems that we have.
Well, I can certainly give you a definite answer next month.
Okay.
But we can be working on that during the process.
Right.
And I do expect some monies to be available in the upcoming future for sanitary sewer. We just completed the Southwest Virginia Regional Wastewater Study, which went from Tippecanoe County to the end of Mount Rogers PDC, which is Galax. And it was very favorable. There was over $1 billion in need in that. And DEQ is looking to do a pilot program very similar to the one on the east coast of the Tidewater area. Mm-hmm. When you're traveling North 81, you see you're now entering the watershed of Chesapeake Bay. Yeah. They're trying to establish that on our end of for the clinch.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's so, you're dead center of that. So I'm very hopeful that that will come to fruition next year. And maybe next year, but we'll know more in a year.
We're just going to hope that our credit review is really good and they say yeah.
Well, and we've had several.
We've went through everything they ask us to do.
Yes,
we've
done
everything.
You have. I'm going to double check with Jimmy, but I'm fairly certain that you have.
Water rates have still been increasing at 5%
yes.
every year.
Well, you had to do that for the water. But and it was those parts
still going.
So, yeah. I'm pretty sure that you've done everything. If not, I'll immediately let you know of anything that you're lacking. But the council was excellent and jumped on the demands minus the consolidation study. Nobody's happy with that. But it was done and it's on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah.
We did.
Displaced.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions?
Thank you for the update.
Thank you all. Like I told Sharon, if I'm not at your meeting, believe me, I'm not home. I'm at another meeting. See, there's two other people missing me tonight, just so I can come talk to you, Sharon.
Tell them they need to pick a different. Tell them they need to pick a different day of the week for their meeting.
I know, everybody meets on the same night, same time. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next item is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of the capital accounts payable due, $9,305.63. The interim accounts payables were $165,232.54. I've included the minutes for June 10th public hearing meeting, June 10th regular meeting, June 24th special called meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, July the 5th, was $164,686.92. We had $84,541.04 in outstanding checks, and the total accounts payable due were $9,305.63, leaving a balance of $70,840.25. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $4,693.01, Today's deposit was $12,846.02, for a combined total cash availability of $88,379.28. I've included a copy of the online disbursements, which totaled $17,138.80. You have copies of the total cash availability report for all the month of June and for July current. You have the cash comparison report as well. I included copies of the credit card statement for card services for the corporate cards and the Food City card, which only had batteries on that. And then we hadn't received the WEX bill when I did those reports.
Well, have I missed something here with, I didn't see Will's payment on this. Maybe I overlooked it. You know, I can very easily do that. Would it be under cash disbursements?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I've looked in the wrong place there.
This month is also, I mean, I don't know when it's usually paid, but with this month having five.
What now?
I feel like this meeting is odd with it being a fifth week. I don't know for sure, but I just feel like
I'm not too worried about it, though.
You know,
you don't worry.
I'm gonna think that it just hasn't hit the.
That's what I think.
That's
always good about.
I know there were some that were
keeping
today.
Yeah,
yeah,
so it wouldn't
be on.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be on this reporting.
He was just looking out for you. I appreciate that. Thank you all for coming.
Now I have to call you about one more
session. I'm going to make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
That's what we're laughing at.
She has reminder notes up here.
Cue cards.
When I'm not getting any response down here, I tap that. Like, waiting.
Well,
waiting.
Putting back
up. All right. And I will make a motion to accept the public hearing minutes from June
10th,
2024. Second. He wasn't here, don't you tell him.
I wasn't here the other
way. I didn't say it, but you Carlos called it.
Oh, okay.
We have a motion and a second to accept the June the 10th public hearing meeting minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
You say I abstain. I make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes from June 10th, 2024, as presented.
Abstain.
Motion and a second to accept the June the 10th regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. One last thing, it looks like it's the June the 24th special call meeting minutes.
Is that in form of motion?
Sure, I move that we accept those.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the June the 24th special call meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Mr. Sharp, do you need anything else from us? Do we have any questions for her? Okay, hearing none, we'll move along to report H, attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
Okay. And last month at the workshop meeting, we discussed the ordinance that prohibited loitering. I sent that to Chief Mullins, as he said earlier, because I think that it's really important that we get feedback from the police department, considering that's who would ultimately be enforcing this ordinance. I've not made any changes since it was presented last month. My recommendation would be that we set this for public hearing, even though it's not technically required under Virginia law. That's what we've always done before we do an ordinance, to make sure that the public's had an opportunity to speak on it. And so I was thinking potentially at the August meeting that we have the public hearing and then this be placed on the agenda for passage.
Can we vote on it like the public hearing is
absolutely
for that? We can vote on it at that same
correct.
The regular meeting, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Jimmy, can you set us a public hearing for this? If there's anything else that needs to be added?
No.
That'll be August the 12th.
12.
Yes. So there was a case in the Supreme Court that's been...
That was over camping.
Mm-hmm. That's been over camping. I've not seen any update as of last week on that. However, with that being said, that's one of the reasons I didn't go with the camping ordinance. I went with the loitering ordinance that seems to be on much more solid ground as far as not being officially... being reviewed right now.
So this tape basically takes care of the camping issues that we have, basically.
Correct.
Okay.
So I was thinking that went through.
It did. Did it go through?
Yeah.
It was 6-3. They voted to, it was constitutional for localities to ban.
Yes. Okay, good.
On our private, on our, like, the parks. The town's property, it can be situated to where it is, it's a no.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking it up because I was like, I
thought I'd read it too.
Yeah.
Alright. But this takes care of it as far as our concern anyway, so.
Yes.
Alright. Questions for Mr. Sturgill? All right, anything else from us?
I do not.
Okay, let's move on to new business A, fiscal year 2024-25 budget.
All right, what has happened here is I got the final bill from Versa that deals with our insurance and workers' comp and so forth. It went up more than what I anticipated. So we were looking like at, I think, less than $9,000 total changes that had to do in the budget. And if you look at the ones I sent in the packets, the colored ones, the green is the ones in which I changed from the original amount. And I have the budget that we approved earlier with me if you want to look at it and go see what the difference was.
So those, is it just those three? I'm confused. What are we looking at? We're looking at those three revenues?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. So did those go up or down?
All of them but one went down, and one of them was increased, and the one in the sewer was increased.
By how much?
I think it was 2,000 something.
So we're basically we're decreasing what we're expecting in revenue.
Right, and overall it was like 3,000.
Okay.
And it was, I did the 1%. I left it on my desk, but we are by far underneath that.
Okay. 1%. I mean, as long as it were decreasing revenues and not saying that we're going to be making more, then I don't have a, I think that's, but this is accurate what we have, so this is what we need to, okay. And then this has been updated to reflect the increase.
Yes.
With Versa. Okay. Questions? Do you want me to wait while you look through, or you?
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Is that all you have for that?
Yes.
Okay. Next step.
We just need a vote.
Yeah,
we need to vote to
amend
to adopt the amended budget.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the amended budget as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt the amended budget as was presented to us tonight. Is there any discussion? All right, Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins. Jeff Kaiser. Dante Moon. Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. All right, the next item is new business B, Larry Salyer Memorial Bike Ride. I asked for this to be added to the agenda. Of course, we've done this. I think this will be the third year that we've...
I think it's third.
So I think it's the third.
Is it our third?
Third. I think second, because he came the first time. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so this should, be, yeah, this should be the third. Yeah.
First time in the past.
I was thinking it was the second one.
Third. All right.
So we're good. We're good on... Insurance.
So, yeah, so the
we
way
we are once we officially passed to be able to
to let them
to fall under our umbrella.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we're going to sponsor the allow them to be part of the
district rallies. Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
So I will make a motion that we allow the Larry Sayers annual bike ride be under the umbrella of with the Guest River Rally.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the Larry Salyer Memorial Bike Ride as part of the Guest River Rally festivities for August the 24th, 2024. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I'll let Eric know. Next item is Old Business A, replacing truck engines.
If I would, I'd like to bring up Matt Robinette. He knows more about these engines than I do. I asked him to go get the quotes for me as well. We're dealing with a Ford and also a Chevrolet.
We're dealing with what?
A Ford vehicle and a Chevrolet vehicle. If we can get the two engines for both vehicles.
Okay, so originally we were told one, so what's the second one?
I'm just throwing in there.
So do we have a, the original one was a Ford, right?
Right, the original was a Ford sitting in
there. So do we have a Chevy with an engine that's bad in it?
Yes, it's the one that's parked at the lagoon.
That's fire department.
Reverse?
Yeah, that's
Chevrolet. Oh, Chevrolet's over here, yeah.
Then the Ford
will put the trash bin on.
The Chevrolet is the one talking about putting that small compactor on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the one that's up in the lagoon right now is the one that they just replaced with that vehicle they purchased.
And what would we utilize it for?
Public Works. The vehicle that, that Jeff's driving right now, I don't know how much longer the frame's going to last because it's breaking in the front.
Well, Randy's, Randy's transmission's going out.
Yeah, his transmission's going out today.
You're talking about Livingston's vehicle.
Livingston, yeah. Then Jeff,
his time of change.
Randy Wireman is.
He knows you're in a meeting.
We have a little bad one right now.
Yeah, multiple.
Go ahead and take
that.
Yeah.
So did we find out, can Jesse put these in?
Yes.
No problem with him qualified?
Yeah, this one, no problem. That one's a little newer, so, you know. But they're pretty much just take everything off one motor, put on this motor, put it in.
Is Jesse the new mechanic? Yes. Okay.
And we know that once we put engines in these, everything else on them was running?
You can get, it's how you want the engine. It's you pay a little more for each thing that's added to it when it comes.
You're talking about,
no, like, if I'm wrong, if it's a long
about transmissions and yada yada. Sort of.
Yeah.
Right. Transmission is great in this truck. We drove it. It just, every time you put new spark plugs in, it fills the cylinders full. So.
Right.
But it runs, shifts fine. This one we know really not much about, just from what they tell us. They just say the motor's.
Because I'd hate to spend all this money and sink it into a vehicle and find out I have a, it'll turn on, but I can't drive it.
It's only got, I think that one only has 50,000 miles, but it's got a lot of idle time. But
you're talking about the one at the lagoon?
I know that we verified that the one that we have right now over here is good.
Yes, just motor.
But I would feel more comfortable if we knew for sure about right. this one before we said, yeah, let's go buy an engine, if somebody can just check it.
Okay, I know David Collins told me that when the fire department brought it down to look at, there's a rod.
Which?
Oh, we're knocking the rod was
up. Well, that's when they parked it. Whether it's in right now, I don't know.
Right.
Or we can find out.
Yeah, I would just like to double check that for sure. Have we transitioned? Have we given the Public Works a vehicle from the police department? We talked about that, right?
Is it talking about the water plant?
Somebody in Public Works.
Yeah,
the water plant.
Tracy.
Okay.
Right now, Tracy's still driving that truck.
That old burgundy one?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that Sonic, getting a little bit of work done to it. And thinking about trading or me swapping.
Do it away with your old white vehicle.
Yeah, either auction that white one out here or give that to them, whichever one they want. And then auction the other one.
And as far as the old police cars, the batteries that were on the, they kept running down, but they were under warranty. We swapped one of the batteries out already, and we had our community service worker clean and detail that one out. But within about 3 days of having that new battery put in there, it was already starting to wear down. And so we discovered that that might be a common problem that some of the sheriff's office vehicles had. I'm going to reach out to the gentleman that does their fleet maintenance and figure out what they did to fix that, because it's happening in both of those old vehicles. If we can get those, if that fixed, you know, I don't think it's an expensive fix, but if we get that resolved, that will prevent it from being, those batteries from running down, and somebody might get some use out of those two vehicles.
Yeah.
So how many vehicles do you have that we use, that we can use? I'm trying not to confuse myself. We have four?
So we have six brand new vehicles
okay.
that was purchased recently, and then we have the two old cruisers.
And the two old ones is what you're talking about giving to Public
yes,
Works?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay.
As far as one of those, I think one of those is in a little bit better shape than the other one is, and my intention is if we can get it salvageable, if I have to send officers to the academy, allow them to use that older vehicle to travel back and forth. If it's safe enough to drive in the driving week, then we use it, but at least for the bulk of the transport back and forth, rather than put mileage on our new fleet, we'll just use that one of those older cars for transit back and forth, if we can work that out. That's my goal.
Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got 6 full time. So what are we gonna do? Is that part time person just gonna share a vehicle?
Yes, that's the intent right now. But
okay,
right now we're not. That's not gonna be. That's a problem we're gonna be able to address in the upcoming months, because they're going through the academy. They can maybe carpool together as they go through the academy. But we'll have plenty of vehicles. But that'll be something we have to address whenever they.
Which they used to share before we purchased these. So.
Yeah.
But the issue is now where they have an option to take it.
Correct.
That would be for this one. I mean, if you buy one for that, it would be the
same. Same thing.
If you buy it from this one.
How much turnaround time are you talking about buying them and paying for?
They said that, what do you mean, like having it here?
Yeah.
3 to 5 days. Yeah, they have them both in stock, both places too. So, I think Advance had a 3-year warranty, and AutoZone had a 4-year, and it was cheaper.
Good deal.
And I think it was the cost was $2,299.06. There's a core that we will get back. So the total cost was $3,069.
And that's for the Chevy, the one that we already know works.
Yeah, the one we need the most.
Okay.
And then once we get the core back to them, then we'll actually pay $2,299 for that one. That's from AutoZone.
Were they giving us a better deal if we bought both of them at the same time, or did it matter?
Putting it under the town's
whatever, just didn't matter.
It was cheaper to them.
AutoZone.
And that was AutoZone Riley's, AutoZone Advance, every place we could get a, you know, instead of a junkyard motor.
Right. Why does the second one, the last page, have two?
Okay, you.
I don't know anything about engines.
When you purchase a motor, you can get it by a block, or you can get it with valve covers, oil pan, and the more you go up, the more you get, which is better.
So what's the difference?
So we at least want it with timing covers, or valve covers, and oil pan.
So what's the difference in this top one and the bottom one?
Last page, you see?
Yeah. So what it does is it's got quantity two,
but then there's still two things on it. Yeah, the last page.
It says quantity
two. There was supposed to be another one below that, which was by our minimum, just block. The second one up, I don't know why it says quantity two.
Yes, and if you look at the price, they're charging you for two.
Mine says $3,284 and then $3,078.
And then go out there to the extended cost of $71,096.22.
Yeah.
So we're only looking at this. That was my question. We're only looking at that first box.
So your first one would be, I think that's the halfway. It's got a little bit of stuff on it, and then the other one
is a 32.
Has a little more on it.
Okay. So once we know that the Ford only needs an engine, we would want this bottom one, the 3284-41.
Yes, that comes with timing covers.
Okay. All right. So, but we're going to wait on that one until we know. Until we know that that's all we need for that one, the Ford. But now the Chevy.
And you like the AutoZone deal better?
4-year warranty.
4-year warranty.
That's the cheapest price.
All right.
Unlimited mile.
The Chevy 350 engine VCM9?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I will make a motion that we purchase the Chevy 350 engine VCM9 from AutoZone for $3,069.56.
Part of the core charge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we'll be reimbursed for.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to purchase the Chevy 350 engine VCM9 from AutoZone in a total amount of $3,069.56. Once the core is purchased, returned, we will only be paying $2,299.56. Is there any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins. Jeff Kaiser. Devin Payne.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
All right, motion carries. Is there a reason to go into closed session?
No.
Okay. Council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Steele?
No comment.
Well, again, I'd like to thank Jimmy and all his crew, police department, fire department, public works, for a successful 4th of July event. And I'd like to thank each individual that helped make it happen. And I know it takes everybody, and I appreciate, I really do appreciate everybody working together on it. Including you, Kathy, for writing the checks and making sure all the stuff is took care of in the office. And we'll make sure that we're legal.
That's a hard job.
Mrs. Steele?
Everything that Mr. Steele said, thanks to everybody. 4th of July looked like a good thing. The pool was overrun with a free day for everybody. It was a busy day. We survived, and I think everything's looking good.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second, any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.